This is what John the Baptist proclaimed. One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. It happened in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth to Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. On coming out of the water, he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." Yesterday we celebrated the Feast of the Epiphany, the surreal moment of reality of who this was that was born to us, the priest, prophet, king, the greatest of all kings, the one who goes to God for us, and the one who came to die. So today, in essence, in the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord, it's another epiphany. It's a way that we see the beginning of the change of the focus on who Jesus is in his divine person. John says that he baptizes with water. So John is baptizing people, encouraging them to come to receive the forgiveness that is necessary for their sin. And the first gift of reception of forgiveness is what? Our contrition, right? Our desire to overcome our own sins. So in essence, their act of baptism with John was disposing themselves to be forgiven of sin. When Jesus enters into the waters of baptism, it's not as he enters into them to be cleansed of sin, but in essence, to take on all of those sins. And as he goes down into the waters, he shows that what his mission will be is to take those sins into his death and rise in the resurrection of new life for all of us. But when Jesus enters the waters of baptism, if you will, he enters as a man. He enters in his human nature along with all those others who are seeking the same thing he desires to do. Jesus desires to do the Father's will, to be able to overcome and forgive sins. But as he enters the waters of baptism with all those, he has the same desire. But he's doing it in his human nature. That is what the people are seeing him as, just like them. But when he rises from the waters of baptism and the skies render and the Father speaks on his behalf, that's the epiphany. This is no ordinary man. This is no ordinary prophet. This isn't someone that you are going to follow and still have your sins a part of your life. When he comes forth out of the water, his divine nature is shown for the first time. Now, we're not really sure whether John was the only one who heard the voice of the Father, for which is how the scriptures depict it. But then it was an epiphany even for John. The yes, this Jesus is not just an ordinary man. He is the Son of God. These little epiphanies will continue to happen, obviously, for us to know that what we are striving for. You know, we used to wear those bracelets, WWJD or whatever. What would Jesus do? And it was like, what kindness can we do? What act of love can we do? But really, we should say, what can we do to become like the divine person of Christ? Yes, all those actions are a symbol or an extension of our hearts to the true mission. But can we allow our souls to be sanctified? So in the waters of baptism, we went down and died with Christ and rose to a new life. Today we are here to not only celebrate this feast, but through the Holy Eucharist, sanctify that baptism. We will pray our creed today together as a symbol of renewing our own baptismal promises.